From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn has resigned following reports he had misled administration officials about his contacts with Russia. The calls came at the same time as the Obama administration planned to roll out these sanctions, which raised suspicions by U.S. intelligence officials and initiated an investigation. The Washington Post reported that the administration was warned that Flynn could be compromised because of his contacts with Russia. President Trump has named General Keith Kellogg as acting National Security Advisor. At the White House Monday, President Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau remain sharply at odds on immigration policies, with Mr. Trump applauding his crackdown to deport undocumented migrants and Trudeau acclaiming the success of Syrian refugees in his country.
Keeping Canadians safe is one of the fundamental responsibilities of any government, and that's certainly something that we're very much focused on. At the same time, we continue to pursue our policies of openness.
Trudeau welcomed thousands of Syrians into Canada, even as Trump has sought to indefinitely suspend entry of any Syrian refugees into the United States. President Trump's executive order banning travel from seven Muslim-majority countries is facing another legal challenge in federal court. A federal judge in the state of Virginia has issued a new injunction to keep the ban from being implemented in the state. The Trump administration says it's within its authority to initiate the ban, citing the need to protect the nation's security. Meantime, Mr. Trump said the United States will likely make some minor changes to the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, in negotiations with Canada. That story coming up in a moment.